Let's hear Raheem Morris talking about something we all really hope we see on Sunday.
You know, a lot of our games have been played from really normal D&D. You know, we've been playing those games where it's been, I don't think any game we've been in so far has
Dungeons
been either a 10-point advantage or 10 points down. I think everything's been a one-possession game. So, like, I think all our games have been kind of like been locked and loaded as far as a three-point game. So, like, some of the production will come if you ever get a lead before, you know, and you can play from that spot where you can pin your ears back and rush the passer, and you really get a chance to evaluate some of those things. But, like, we played some pretty tough games, but not to make excuses, you definitely one of the areas you want to improve.
Well, I mean, I think the you know, staying on schedule, especially offensively, is always going to be big, especially in a game like we were talking about, a team that you're better than. Stay on schedule. Don't allow them to have the confidence because you're giving them the ball. You have a positive play, you got to bring it back because of a penalty. You're not able to run. They need to run the day. Like we talked about Georgia against Mississippi State.
Yeah.
They need to run the ball Sunday afternoon against Carolina.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see them get the run game going. It just really hasn't so far this year consistently. They haven't had that balance. Now, look. They were getting whatever they wanted in the pass game against Tampa, so they had to keep throwing.
Yes.
If you're going to throw for 500 yards and score that many points, then I understand you keep taking what they're giving you. But at a certain point, you got to impose your will on them, too.
I agree.
And you want to try to run the football. All that said, he was talking about the pass rush.
Yes.
He was asked about the pass rush, and he talked about offensive rhythm, which is something we mentioned earlier in the week.
Yes.
This pass rush is so bad that we don't even talk about it anymore. We talk about the offense.
Yeah, because
that's how bad it is.
But
it is possible. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's okay. And teams have done it before.
Tell me what they've done, Andy.
Get a sack even if your team's losing.
It does happen.
You can do it.
You know what happens to a lot? Them.
Everyone.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
And every team does it.
And as we and you finally said it,
you don't have to have a
lead to get a sack. You know, I mean, you can't sack a running quarterback.
You can.
You can't sack.
Yeah. Mobile quarterbacks get sacked.
They get sacked.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times they run themselves in the sack.
We need to, we're not doing it. We're kind of being a little tongue-in-cheek with the nonsense. I understand where they've gotten to because it is so frustrating. You got to say something new. It's been the same conversation for 5 years. Let's just get some sacks.
Yeah.
Get to the quarterback.
Why not?
Get him on the ground.
Why not?
You asked for three earlier in the week. You sticking with three?
Yeah, I'm sticking with three damn sacks, Andy.
A lot.
I'm going to go old school country boy. I need three sykes, all right? We need three sykes in this game, okay?
That might help if you say it like that.
Yeah, the Falcons need three sykes.
Maybe Grady didn't understand when you were saying sacks. You know what you were saying.
I mean, sykes.
You said it the right
way. Yeah, we need four sykes.
Just get him on the ground, man. Like, you know, I'm not trying to be picky. Win the game. That's what really matters. But try to get some sacks in the process. That'd be a lot of fun.